Good morning. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation this day. I don't have any particular announcements to make, but do please read the announcements in the bulletin. There are a number of things to make note of. This morning, as we gather together, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I,
a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am humbly sorry for that, and sincerely repent of that. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and spirit of sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. O send out.
Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Old Testament lesson is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 22.
After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham,
My father.
And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me,
O Lord, from my enemies. Teach me to do your will.
Our second reading is written in Hebrews chapter 9. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of blood, the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purifying our consciences from dead works to serve the living God. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. This is the word of the Lord. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth.
Let Israel now say, Many a time they have afflicted me for my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The flowers plowed on my back, they made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous, he has cut to pieces the cords of the wicked.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would have loved me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. The Jews answered him, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our Old Testament lesson, Abraham displays a great deal of faith, hope, and trust in God. Abraham and Sarah had waited a long time for the birth of a son. 25 years had passed from the time that God had promised them a son to the time that Isaac was actually born. Isaac was to be the heir who would continue God's covenant promise to Abraham. And not just the covenant promise to Abraham, but also the promise given to Adam and Eve. And yet God says to Abraham, take your son, your only son whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. God's request not only would kill Isaac, but it would also cut off the root to the family tree of the seed of the woman. Such an offering would bring an end to the gospel promise. The words had to have stung Abraham, both in his ears and in his heart. But such a request by God was met with faith and obedience by Abraham. Abraham trusted God. He may not have been exactly eager, but he was indeed obedient. In the book of Hebrews, we are told that Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac was because he trusted that God would raise Isaac from the dead after the sacrifice. And so it was that Abraham did as God had commanded him. He set out on his 3-day journey to the land of Moriah. Surely Abraham's feet were heavy as he stepped along the way that took him one step closer to the ending the life of his beloved son whom he had longed for. And then there are the words from Isaac himself. Father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is a lamb for a burnt offering? Now, whether Abraham knew it or not, he gave a prophetic response to his son Isaac. He said, the Lord himself will provide the lamb. All the while, fully expecting that the lamb was to be his son Isaac. God did indeed provide the lamb for the sacrifice. He provided Abraham with a substitute for his own son in more ways than one. Abraham and Isaac and the Lord himself will provide a lamb clearly foreshadows the gospel, clearly gives us a picture of what God does with Jesus. We all stand individually in Isaac's place. We are dressed for the sacrifice in the poor clothing of our sins. We are bound by the chains of our guilt. We are bound by the chains of our guilt over and over our heads is poised the knife of the justice of God. In other words, we deserve to die. We deserve the wrath of God to fall upon us. We deserve God to choke the life out of us because we have sinned. And not just once, but many, many times. But the stroke of justice which we have earned has been stayed by the mercy of God. He has found the lamb for the sacrifice of in his only begotten Son. He has laid upon Jesus the guilt of us all. He has poured out his wrath on Christ himself. His own son has been caught in our place and killed for our offenses. He has been punished for our misdeeds. God doesn't use a knife, however, he uses
a cross. And so in the cross, God provides for our most needful thing. That is salvation from our sin. But God, as He is, as He does, doesn't just stop there. He looks up at all of our needs and plans ahead of us to meet them. He plans our days, not in terms of making us do specific things, but in terms of our needs. He plans to meet them. We have the same opportunity as Abraham. We can demonstrate our faith, hope, and trust in God by living out that faith in the opportunities that God provides. But how often do we reveal that we are faithless and unloving by rejecting those good things which God planned in advance for us to do? When we make that choice, we are walking through life without trust, doing what seems best for us, or best to us, rather than doing what God has revealed to us as right and pleasing to the Father. We each face Abraham's choice, if not his dilemma, all the time. When we face a choice between being expedient or being faithful, we face the test of Abraham. When being faithful will cost us personally, or it appears to us that it will, we face the choice. When we face a choice between being honest or being clever, or when we stand in our values or compromise them for the sake of our peer approval, we face the test of Abraham. And when we do what is right and God-pleasing, we share in the praise of Abraham. "Now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." The only difference is that we would replace the word son with whatever it is, our time or money or reputation or popularity or convenience or comfort, our personal dreams and desires, or whatever it is. In every case of such faithfulness, we place God first and self second, trusting that God will make it all work out right. And indeed, He will. Because God keeps His promises. He will keep His promises to you. He will bless you and guide you and keep you as He did Abraham. Although you have your path to walk, just as Abraham had his, your life is always under His gaze, and nothing is out of God's control, even when it is not delightful to experience. God is indeed with you. When troubles come, God has not forsaken you nor forgotten you. But God can always use the very trials that we endure ourselves to be useful to others. Martin Luther once said, "One Christian who has been tried is worth 1,000 who have not been tried. For the blessing of God grows in trial. He who has experienced them can teach, can comfort, and can advise many in bodily and spiritual matters." Gold that is purified by fire, as the scripture tells us, is much like the trials of faith that we endure in our tempting and in our temptations and sufferings. The fire does not make the gold any less, but it does make it more pure. It does make it more bright, as all the impurities are removed. So God, from time to time, allows this kind of suffering upon His children. By it, we are cleansed and well purged. As a result, our faith remains pure as the Word is pure, and we depend on the Word alone and trust in nothing else. And such faith comes not because of your righteousness, but because Christ is righteous. that which was received in your baptism, Christ has given to you. When Christ died, you died. When Christ was buried, you were buried with him by baptism into death. And as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, you too are raised to walk in the newness of life. And so it is now that when you live this life given to you by Christ. Just as Abraham was able to walk with God and do all of the things that God had commanded him, so we too, because Christ has done the most necessary thing for us, let us walk in that way, trusting in the promise that because we have been delivered from sin, we will on the last day be raised to eternal life. That is our faith. That is our hope. That is our comfort. And it is only in Jesus Christ that this can be. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Merciful Father, in the person of Jesus Christ, you laid down your life for our sin out of pure love. We humbly desire to return your love and offer our thanks through these gifts given. By your infinite wisdom and gracious will, bless this offering to further the preaching of the gospel to souls purchased by the blood of Christ. May we always give thanks with sincerity and generosity, moved by your love for us and our love for you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, look with mercy upon us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn us from all false teaching and evil living, so that your name may be proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy, may your kingdom come to us and expand. May all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may increase. Lord, in your mercy, protect us from our adversary, who prowls around looking to devour us. Be with those whose task it is to defend us from evil in this world. We remember those who serve us in the armed forces, especially Todd Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle. So also bring help to those who serve as police and emergency workers in our community, that they may be kept safe and that no harm and danger would befall them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to those whom you have blessed with the gift of a child your hand of help and comfort. We remember Alyssa, Katie, and Jamie. Turn their trust and hope to you, that in the giving of life, your name may be glorified. According to your good and gracious will, we pray that you would preserve and protect both mother and child, so that joy may abound in you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, teach us to number our days in this present life, and grant to those who celebrate birthdays this week joy in your loving kindness. We remember especially Mason, Jackie, Sue, and Lane. Assist them by your Holy Spirit to abide in the confession of your care and protection, and in all things glorify your holy name. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen our trust in you, and according to your Spirit, grant us help in time of need. We pray that you would be with those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers. We remember especially our homebound and shut-ins, Joanne, Aldine, Janine, Jeanette, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, and Lois. So also we pray for Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Ryan, Hannah, Deb, Jason, Blaine, Karen, Harvey, Paul, Lana, April, Tammy, and Gloria. Give them comfort in their time of need. Remove all adversity from them and bring them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear that prayer.
Merciful Father, we pray that you would look graciously upon the family of Joyce Sears, who grieves the death of her mother. By this death, teach us all to number our days, that we may live a life of repentance. Grant to the family your Holy Spirit, that they may be strengthened in their hope and trust in you. Give to them your grace and mercy, that they would cast all their cares upon you and know the consolation of your love for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy, forgive our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace, that we may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that sin may not frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, lead us not into temptation, but help us by your Holy Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy, at last, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy, we trust, O Lord, in your great mercy, and do hear and answer us. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is
truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ given into death for all of your sin. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. And now this, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keep you strong and steadfast, both body and soul, to life everlasting.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace.